Good morning and welcome to Coffee Call. We're talking this morning with Tracy Stevens. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning. How is everyone?
Now, Tracy wears lots of hats, but today he is with the Marshall County Elks Lodge, number 2707.
Absolutely, and we're here talking about the upcoming hoop shoot.
It's that time.
Absolutely. So those that are listening out, the hoop shoot is this Saturday. Hopefully, we're not going to have bad weather.
Nope.
A little bit of frost on the pumpkins this morning, or frost on the windshield, I know, Cindy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's that time of year again. Please remember that this is not affiliated with any of the Marshall County basketball school functions. This is an event that's open to all kids, and we love to get them out. We love to have a gym full to come out and shoot free throws.
And it's free.
It's free, absolutely free. The registration is going to start this Saturday morning, the 6th of January, at Benton Elementary Gym. We'll start registration at 8:30. They're outside in the lobby area there of the gym. Okay. They'll get the kids signed up, and then we'll start the contest at 9 o'clock or as close to 9 o'clock as we can. It's girls and boys.
Several different divisions.
It's very, very fair. This is a national event. So the kids that win this event will travel free of charge, the child and their parents, to an event, be it in Hopkinsville or in Frankfort, and or if they make it to the national level, then they'll get to go out of town to Paris, Tennessee, not Paris, France,
uh-huh.
And then on to there to, I believe, Chicago.
Okay.
So it's just a good opportunity. Again, the age brackets that break out are from ages 8 to 13,
okay.
And they break out 8 and 9, 9 and 10, so on and so forth. So it makes it fair for the younger kids. Mm-hmm. They're shooting against kids of their own skill levels, and that's what it's about, shooting free throws. It's not a basketball game. It's shooting free throws. So come on out this Saturday. It's a great cause. We don't use this as a fundraiser per se because it's free,
mm-hmm.
but it allows us to get some exposure to families that may not know what the Elks is about and what we do. Those of you who are familiar, you know, we have a golf tournament every year. That's our main fundraiser that we usually have in October, and support our Marshall County Exceptional Center for Children and Adults. So with that said, you know, this isn't one of our fundraisers. This is just a good time and a fun event for the kids.
But you do so many fundraisers throughout the year that helps you to offset these expenses.
We do. The Elks organization as a whole is one of the largest philanthropies in the United States and abroad. As far as scholarships are concerned, drug awareness programs, we do a soccer shoot, hoop shoot, and, of course, the golf tournament here local that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, try to target the drug awareness programs in the church, in the schools. To make the kids aware, because we definitely do have a problem.
Yeah. And the Elks Lodge is, how many volunteers do you guys have?
Oh, members? Gosh. We have, we're pushing the 500 number on members.
You're the largest group in.
We are, and we're blessed. We've got a beautiful facility out in Bryansburg. Call it Benton, call it Draftonville, but those of you that have been out there, it's a smoke-free environment. Do one of the greatest steak dinners that you'll get on Friday night. Everyone's welcome. You can call in. Let me put a couple numbers out there. So the lodge phone number is 270-527-8730. And we're open for lunch 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. Then we do that big steak dinner on Friday night. We do fish at lunch on Fridays as well. And the kitchen staff, our staff that we have there, just does an awesome job. We've got lots and lots and lots of volunteers that have to step up. because we can't pay everybody. Mm-hmm. We've got employees there that, you know, actually run the show and make a living at it. But we've got armloads of volunteers that make everything happen, especially events like this.
And Tracy, do you know the cost of the lunches?
The cost of the lunch varies. It's an open menu. They'll normally do a lunch special for, say, $8 that's meat and three. Or you come out and get sandwiches. You can call ahead at 270-527-8730. Okay. That's the lodge's number. You can also call there if you have any questions pertaining to the hoop shoot coming up this Saturday. I'll put my number out there, 270-703-1330. And then Jennifer East has put together another great group of folks that's going to be there Saturday. Sometimes we have to get parents involved, weather bad. We've seen it all for this event. Needless to say, Cindy, with it being the first weekend of the year, we never know what we're going to have in Western Kentucky. We could have a tornado or a blizzard or 70 degrees. Yeah. So Jennifer's number is 270-703-0870. If you have any questions at all, you can reach out there. We're going to ask and thank WCBL for getting the word out for us for this event. And they'll also get the word out if weather turns and we have to postpone or reschedule. Mm-hmm. Listen to WCBL that morning, and I'll probably call in if there's a glitch and, see if we have to. We've had it where one child showed up because it snowed.
Yeah.
And we've also had it where 30 kids were there and we didn't cancel a thing. Mm-hmm. So all the merrier is going to be what we're going to be doing this Saturday.
All right. And how many attempts do they get on those free throws?
So the first attempt through, you get 10 free throws. Of course, they get a few practice. And then once they start, they get 10 and the best out of 10. And then it goes on to 25.
Okay.
So at the final, it's the best out of 25, I believe. So you can get any details that you want on this event by going to elks.org/hoopshoot, and you can pull up Marshall County, and they'll have the times, the dates, the age brackets, and all that stuff available for you.
How many Elks lodges in Western Kentucky are taking part in this hoops, or is Marshall County the only one?
To my knowledge, and I haven't seen the spread this year, last year Marshall County Elks Lodge was the only lodge in Western Kentucky that did the hoop shoot to the level that we did. Mm-hmm. We actually had some kids go to the semis at the national level.
Oh, wow.
So, you never know. And we've got
Travis Perry's. He set the state record last night for free throws.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, it's just a good opportunity for these kids that maybe play church ball, be it upward or whatever the case may be, or don't play any organized. They just shoot baskets in their driveway. Well, guess what? This is an opportunity for you to show off your skills, and all you have to do is make free throws.
Right. And just come on out. Registration is at 8:30 this Saturday, and the free throw competition starts at 9 o'clock.
That's correct. We'll be at Benton Elementary Gym. Thank you to the school board and to the staff at Benton Elementary to allow us to use their facility. And again, we'll be there shortly after 8 o'clock, I'm sure, but we'll start registering at 8:30 and start shooting as close to 9 o'clock as we can. Come on out and watch. Get your grandkids, your kids, your nieces and nephews, whomever involved. It's kind of like our golf tournament. No talent necessary. We've got kids that come up that make 10 out of 10. We've got kids that come up and never make a basket, but guess what? All of it's
fun.
Just as sweet as can be, and they have fun, and they understand what's going on. So, and it's, again, it's a good opportunity for us to get the word out, Marshall County Elks Lodge, and what we do, and we try to set an example, and we try to get the word out that we're here if you need us. Lord knows, 2 years ago during the tornado, we had a group of folks step up that just absolutely set a whole nother bar as far as help, where we just were able to help so many families that all the chips were down.
Right. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with Tracy Stevens, and he'll tell you how you can get involved if you want to be an Elks Club
member. Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, we'll take a quick break, Greg.